Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the broadcast today. We've been teaching the last several days on the subject of submission, and we've been talking about shepherds after the heart of God. A true shepherd is one who gives himself for the flock of God, not the other way around. Colossians 1 and 27 says, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." David said in Psalm 23, "The Lord Jehovah, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verse 15, the word says, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters or affairs." And the word of God says in 1 Peter 5, 1 through 8, and let me just share that with you, because it's talking about the elders, those who are in leadership. "The elders which are among you I exhort, which am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also partaker of the glory that shall be revealed, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over the God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear," that's Jesus, "ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, because he cares for you." Jesus, our Lord, is our covering, not man, not the church, not a group of elders or presbytery, not a prayer band or any other such things, but Jesus. Let's hear what the Word of God says in the Gospel of Mark, and I'll be reading from chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. "And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we should desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus saith unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted as to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give himself a ransom for many. Praise God. And so, beloved, as we're looking at this concept of submission, it's a godly concept, but it's important that we understand what the Lord means by it. Now, by Webster's definition, it means in part the condition of being submissive or humble or compliant, an act of submitting to the authority and control of another. And that word submit means to yield to governance or authority, to make available, to yield oneself to the authority or will of another, and to defer to the opinion or authority of another. We have as our example Jesus. He was in submission to the Heavenly Father. He was in submission to his purpose for coming, and that was the cross of Calvary. In Matthew 26 and 39, it says, "And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, not what I desire, but as you will and desire." And in verse 42, Jesus said again a second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass by unless I drink it, your will be done." We find the same account in Mark 14, 36, and in Luke 22, 42. We read Jesus saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but always yours be done." Jesus was willing to submit himself to the will of the Father. His attitude was right. His actions were right. His prayer was right. Our heart's desire should be like that of the Apostle Paul in Philippians, the third chapter, verses 7 through 16. Let me share that with you. But what things were gained to me, I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death. Hallelujah. He says in verse 14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded." Hallelujah. So, beloved, one of the weapons that Satan has used against the church is attempting to deceive them to rebel against God's lawful and orderly plan for their lives. Jesus was in submission from the beginning, and by his submission, he showed us the right path that we also should follow. Let's read the account of Jesus' teaching in the court of the temple. He could just as easily said to his parents, "Let me alone. I have to do what I know is my Heavenly Father's will." Let's read what his attitude really was in the second chapter of Luke, verse 42. It says, "When he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast, and he tarried behind." I'm paraphrasing now, verse 43. "They thought he'd buzz in the company, and when they found him not, they turned back to Jerusalem to seek him. And it came to pass," verse 46, "that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers." And verse 48 says, "And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt thus with us? Behold, thy father, and have sought thee sorrowing." Verse 49, he said, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not, or know ye not, that I must be about my father's business?" They didn't understand what he was saying. But verse 51 says, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart." And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He did that as he submitted to God's plan for his life at that time. And so often, you know, Christians could use that verse 49 to disobey God, leave their church, their pastor. They have to be about their father's business, right? When they differ with him, or when they don't want to stay faithful to what God wants them to do and to be. But, beloved, the Apostle Paul, in writing about Israel, says, "For being ignorant of the righteousness that God ascribes, which makes one acceptable to him in word and thought and deed, and seeking to establish a righteousness or a means of salvation of their own, they did not obey or submit themselves to God's righteousness." And that's true for those who rebel against what God has directed them to do through his word. Romans 13:1 states, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers." Now, this subject, or this chapter, is concerning civil obedience to governments, to law, to those in authority as the police. So I won't take the time to read that now, but we have to understand that is God's plan for us regarding the civil authorities. But we have to understand that God speaks very plainly and absolutely in his word about our walk and what and how it should be as we follow Christ. Well, beloved, my time has just flown by, and we'll continue this on tomorrow's broadcast, the subject of submission. It's a big subject, but it's important we understand what godly submission is. I thank you for joining me, and I do invite you, as I usually do, to write and share your prayer requests. The announcer will give our contact information. If you write, I ask that you, or perhaps email, share your mailing address so I could respond personally, but I will always confirm receipt and pray for you. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayer support and for all that you do and your faithfulness in your prayerful partnership. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.